from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's right. Baldy at 7:30. Let me ask this one, Ed. Since the vibes are off with the 49ers. I'll ask the audience this, 888-957-9570. Now, this could change, and maybe people just aren't ready for football season. But I said, what if I told you, Shasky, if the Niners this season, with the way training camp has gotten off, and it's been a terrible camp, there's no doubt about it, with all the injuries and the holdouts and the hold-ins, if I told you, Shasky, hey, the 49ers aren't going to make the NFC Championship game, despite all this stuff happening. Considering how hard it is, considering how teams are getting better within the conference, Green Bay, Detroit, Philadelphia, I think, is going to be back. The Rams maybe have something to do with it. Tampa Bay, they did make the playoffs last year, the division around, and they were a drive away from making the NFC Championship game, and they gave the Niners all they could handle in the regular season. If I said, Joe Shasky, the Niners are going to lose in the second round of the playoffs, what would you say? Would you be disappointed?
In the second round, the divisional round?
Yeah.
Wow, I mean, that would tell me that they had to play a wild card game probably, and oh man, it'd be pretty disappointing, because you're also, Luke, like, zooming out at the big picture, like, is that the last big run for this core? You know, given the finances of where the team's at, the age of where the team's at, and looking forward at like what Purdy's got going. So like I keep coming back to this, like, best player on the team, probably CMC if you polled all the fans, right?
Right.
How many prime CMC years we got left?
Don't know. Will we ever see a season like last year? I wouldn't bet on that.
Like, if we just said, like, he's probably got 2 prime seasons left, even that feels aggressive. It's the NFL. Like, anything could happen at any time. And so, like, as long as CMC's here and you got Purdy and Shanahan, I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about their chances of competing. And let's just start with winning the division, right? We know it's about winning the Super Bowl, but you got to win the division first, or at least you hope to, because that's the easiest route to clinching a playoff game at home. I'd be really disappointed, because this team is really top-heavy. Now, one of the oldest rosters heading into the year and all blah, blah, blah. It's more like this team's been through so many unbelievably long and difficult seasons that it takes a punishing toll. And I just seen it with the Harbaugh era. It is very difficult to pick yourself up after losing the Super Bowl and then go through the grind again and then do it year after year after year, physically, as well as the emotional toll.
Right.
Took them 5 years to go from one Super Bowl to the other. So, like, I would think we're probably in a 2 or 3 year, like, kind of reset.
So, with all that said, though.
It would be sad
with
as hell.
That said, with sad all that said, though, with losing a Super Bowl, having a Super Bowl hangover, and 4 or 5 years played deep into January, early February, it should be disappointing if, say, they didn't make the NFC Championship game. With all that data, and, you know, when we talk about 400 guys who touched the ball for 400 times or 400 times a season, that next season, really, you know, there's a drop off. And look, it wouldn't surprise anybody if McCaffrey didn't have the season that he had a year ago. Deebo Samuel's yet to have the season that he had in 2021. Hell, Brandon Ayuk may not have the season he had last year. George Kittle, has he ever replicated his great seasons from the late 2019, 2020? You know what I'm saying? He did have 1,000 yards last year.
I was going to say, last year was really good.
He was really good. Will he replicate that? Now you got to add in new weapons. Now we'll see about Ricky Pearsall if he contributes. We'll see about Juwan Jennings if he contributes. Will Brock Purdy have the type of season he had? Last year was a dream year for the 49ers.
Absolutely.
A dream year.
And they were relatively healthy all year. You know, so yeah, like all those things are true. You know, I guess this is kind of where it keeps coming back to. And I hate bringing these guys up as we talk all this hate watch. It just feels like it's the Chiefs to lose. And it feels like they're going to three-peat. And not only are they going to three-peat, they're going to have four Super Bowls and two of them are going to be against the Niners at minimum. And that just sucks. And it feels like we're in an unfortunate era and we built a really, really, really good team that had two opportunities, really great opportunities to win a Super Bowl. And we're going to look back and we're going to be part of the montage of highlights for somebody else's Canton induction. And it just sucks.
Even though they lost both those games in the last 3 minutes, like basically they lost on the last play overtime. And in Miami, had the ball with 1:49 left at the 49-yard line with 3 timeouts left. I mean, They're close to winning.
Is it the same core? Do you think that the core is the same from the 2019 Super Bowl to now?
No. I mean, Kittle, Warner, Deebo.
The team's turned over a lot.
It's turned over. That's the NFL. Yeah. Greenlaw was there. Greenlaw was part of that team. But no, the safeties are different. Deebo. You know, the safeties are different. Referenced. Yeah. So, no, it is a different core. And that's football, right?
I know, but what I'm saying is, like, it's just when I look at like just the NFL as a whole, very few teams with a lot of the same players in a 5-year window lose 2 Super Bowls and then come back and are better and finally win one. I would be shocked if there's anyone out there that has lost 2 before winning one. Maybe you've lost one and won one. I would love to know, has anyone lost 2 Super Bowls and then come back and won one?
Well, John Elway did, right? He lost 3 Super Bowls.
It took a long time.
I know that, but you just asked me the name.
A team. In like a short period of time. Because they've lost 2 in 5 years. And then, like, I mean, Elway didn't win the first one until 96?
Yeah, 96, 97.
So 97, 89 and 96 is 7 years.
97, 98, no doubt.
It's a long time. It's a lot of different.
Buffalo Bills in
Wayne. I sound really pessimistic, but I'm telling you. I know, you're not fired.
I'm surprised.
Because a lot of this has to do with the cloud of the Ayuk and Trent situation.
So what is it going to take for you to get fired up for football season?
Well, I mean, obviously, once, you know, things start happening and on like the first week of the regular season is going to be awesome and all that. The regular season feels so de-emphasized. They were unbelievable in the regular season last year. And they played their worst football in December and January.
So are you going to look at the regular season and so, like, for example, if they start the season 6-1 and they beat the Chiefs, we still kind of be like,
No. I'll be super excited be pumped up. Right. But that it's more like, again, increasing your odds of getting the bye. And that's the easiest, quickest path to the Super Bowl. Can you go through the wild card? Can you go through playing all 3? I mean, the Chiefs just did it, right? They went on the road. And the Niners are battle-tested. They can go on the road. It's just a lot harder.
See, I thought the vibes were off. And then I attended that preseason game on Sunday against the Saints. And there was a lot of 49er fans at that preseason game against the Saints who were jacked up, stoked that football was back, and were locked in. So I think maybe just being at a game may help, because it certainly helped me. I was like, "All right, I'm good with this. Mm-hmm. Football's back. It's getting closer and closer. You're starting to, you see the schedule. The Warriors schedule came out, and has asked me what road game do you want to go to. And I'm thinking, boy. And then he got a bunch of buddies saying we want to go to Buffalo December 1st. So now my juices are flowing. But a lot of the fans are like you, Shasky, where you just I could feel it. I could feel lack of excitement, and I'm a little stunned by it, to be honest with you.
But even then, like, I watched the whole game, and then I watched it back, and then I watched it back, and, like, obviously did the condensed version on the NFL. Like, I still love watching football. I'm over here salivating over a seventh-round linebacker from two, preseason games, right? So I still love the Niners. I still love everything.
I'm not saying you don't.
It does feel a tick off, like, in terms of the normal optimism.
So how do we get that tick up?
Maybe I'm alone.
No, I don't think you're alone. Do they need to re-sign Brandon Ayuk?
That would be a big help.
Trent Williams coming back?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.